Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Coming up on 5 Minute News. GOP targets people of color as Ilhan Omar voted off committee. Hunter Biden pushes back on laptop story with DOJ. And Chinese spy balloon spotted over western US. It's Friday, February 3. I'm Anthony Davis. After a raucous debate on Thursday, the Republican-led House of Representatives voted to oust Democrat Ilhan Omar from the chamber's Foreign Affairs Committee, citing her anti-Israel comments in a dramatic response to Democrats' previous session dismissing far-right GOP lawmakers over incendiary remarks. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy was able to solidify Republicans to take action against the Somali-born Muslim in the new Congress, although some GOP lawmakers had expressed reservations. Removal of lawmakers from House committees was essentially unprecedented until the Democratic ousters 2 years ago of hard-right Republican Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia and Paul Gosar of Arizona for their extremist views. The 218-211 vote, along party lines, came after a heated, voices-raised debate in which Democrats accused the GOP of going after Omar based on her race. Omar, who has apologized for 2019 remarks, defended herself on the House floor, asking if anyone was surprised she was being targeted. "My voice will get louder and stronger, and my leadership will be celebrated around the world, as it has been," Omar said in a closing speech. Republicans have clashed with Omar since she arrived in Congress, and former President Donald Trump frequently taunted her at his rallies, using race and religion to drive home his movement of white supremacy and far-right Christian nationalism. A lawyer for President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, asked the Justice Department in a letter on Wednesday to investigate close allies of the disgraced former President Trump and others who accessed and disseminated personal data from a laptop that a computer repair shop owner says was dropped off at his Delaware store in 2019. In a separate letter, Hunter Biden's attorneys also asked Fox News host Tucker Carlson to retract and apologize for what they said are false and defamatory claims made repeatedly about him on air, including implying without evidence that he had unauthorized access to classified documents found at his father's home. The request for a criminal inquiry, which comes as Hunter Biden faces his own tax evasion investigation by the Justice Department, does not mean federal prosecutors will open a probe or take any other action, but it nonetheless represents a concerted shift in strategy and a rare public response by the younger Biden and his legal team to 2 years of baseless attacks by Republican officials and conservative media, scrutiny expected to continue now that the GOP has taken over the House. Any private citizen can write to the DOJ asking for an investigation. The request also represents the latest salvo in the long-running laptop saga, which began with a New York Post story in October 2020 that detailed some of the emails it says were found on the device related to Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings. It was swiftly seized upon by Trump as a campaign issue during the presidential election that year, despite Hunter Biden having no official business in the White House. The letter to the Justice Department was addressed to its top national security official, Matthew Olson. It cites possible violations of statutes prohibiting the unauthorized access of a computer or stored electronic communication, as well as the transport of stolen data across state lines and the publication of restricted personal data with the intent to intimidate or threaten. The US is tracking a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon that has been spotted over US airspace for a couple of days, but the Pentagon decided not to shoot it down due to risks of harm for people on the ground. The discovery of the balloon puts a further strain on US-China relations at a time of heightened tensions. A senior defense official told Pentagon reporters that the U.S. has very high confidence it is a Chinese high-altitude balloon and it was flying over sensitive sites to collect information. One of the places the balloon was spotted was Montana, which is home to one of the nation's three nuclear missile silo fields at Malmstrom Air Force Base. Brigadier General Patrick Ryder, Pentagon press secretary, provided a brief statement on the issue, saying the government continues to track the balloon. He said it is currently traveling at an altitude well above commercial air traffic and does not present a military or physical threat to people on the ground. He said similar balloon activity has been seen in the past several years and added that the U.S. took steps to ensure it did not collect sensitive information. The defense official said the U.S. has engaged Chinese officials through multiple channels and communicated the seriousness of the matter. Tensions with China are particularly high on numerous issues, ranging from Taiwan and the South China Sea to human rights in China's western Xinjiang region and the clampdown on democracy activists in Hong Kong. Not least on that list of irritants are China's tactic support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine, its refusal to rein in North Korea's expanding ballistic missile program, and ongoing disputes over trade and technology. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
History is complicated. The story of human progress is long, messy, and riddled with controversies big and small. On Conflicted, we dive headfirst into history's most infamous events and contentious figures. We try and untangle the good from the bad, the fact from the fiction, and the monsters from the misunderstood. Was Genghis Khan a murderous butcher or a civic pioneer? Did the Allied powers go too far in firebombing the German city of Dresden at the twilight of World War II? And how did the Marquis de Sade acquire such a sinister reputation? And was any of it true? These are just a few of the tough questions we wrestle with and investigate on Conflicted. So if you love history or just enjoy a good story, please join me, your host, Zach Cornwell, for a fascinating new topic each and every month. Conflicted, a history podcast, is available on Spotify, Apple, or wherever else you get your podcasts. I hope to see you soon.